This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I really believe now. I know the question is that everybody wants to ask is when? When is he going to snap out of it? When is he going to come out of it? And I think, I mean, it's a fair question because I still believe he's going to, right? I think we all believe he's going to. To what level? I don't know. Is he going to have a classic Juan Soto season? Is he going to have the same season he had last year with the Yankees? I don't think so. Now, it's been enough where I don't know if he'll get back to there, but it's possible. Aaron Judge won the MVP, and he was pretty bad almost this long. Not quite this long, but almost this long before turning it around and winning the MVP. So Soto is good enough of a player to get incredibly hot for the next 3 months and end up having a similar season to last year. Maybe that's not on the table. Maybe he won't have that kind of year. But I think we all agree that nobody expects Juan Soto to hit 200. Nobody expects him to hit 224. No one expects him to be on pace to, what, hit 15 or 16 home runs and drive in 70 runs or whatever it is that he's on pace for now. Juan Soto is going to turn it around. But I'm less interested in when necessarily because I think we all expect there will be a when. But I think what we're starting to see now, and I'm not trying to put too much on him, but I can just tell you as a Yankee fan, right? And so much of this Juan Soto conversation has been the dynamic of the Yankee fan, the Met fan, what he was last year with the Yankees, what he is this year with the Mets, his body language. We saw a little bit of Soto shuffle kind of emerge a little bit. I think the first time with the Dodgers, we saw it either yesterday or the day before, a little bit of Juan Soto shuffling against the White Sox. The manager started talking about his lower half looking a little bit better. The swings have been bad. He's on top of the ball a lot. He's rolling over these weak little ground balls. I mean, I've seen it. We see it almost every game where he just rolls one over very softly to the first baseman. He's had some bad at bats. He's also come around, you know, he's had one off the wall against the Dodgers, sacrifice flies, but he's nowhere near as impactful as he was last year. And we've talked about his body language and the idea he looks sad and all that. And for the first time, I think the conversation for me watching the Mets play is starting to turn from when is Juan Soto going to turn it around to he's impacting the team in a negative way, which he didn't do for a second with the New York Yankees. I felt it from the first series. And I think that's why this dynamic has happened because Yankee fans it felt his impact in a positive way from the first game of the year. And the Met fan felt it from the signing and was expecting to see it on the field from day one. And so the Yankee fans been crowing and the Met fans been defending because, and It's about his impact on the field and the instant nature of how he impacted the team last year and changed a lot of how we felt about the team and how the young kids played and even the intensity at which the Yankees played with. I remember talking about this a lot in April and May last year. The Yankees traditionally have treated April like extended spring training. Judge gets a lot of days off, that double day off sometimes on a Wednesday day off with going into a Thursday off day. Like, there was just a very slow start, older team, don't want to get guys injured, let's take it easy. Not a lot of urgency with bullpen decisions. Like, the Yankees had treated April's as like an extended spring training. And last year, that felt different. It felt like from the jump, and whether or not it was that they jumped in with the opponent of the Houston Astros in that building or whatever the case was, it felt like it was a Juan Soto effect of instantly taking things more important. And Juan Soto plays every day, and so Judge is going to play every day because you can't sit if Juan Soto, the superstar, is going to make $700 million or at least $500 million at the time we thought he'd make, $500, $600 million. If he's going to play every day, you got to play every day. And it's just, all the kids are around the batting cage. You know, Oswaldo Cabrera won't stop, you know, hanging around him. And Gleyber Torres is hanging around him. And, you know, Dominguez was there in spring training. It just felt like he impacted the urgency of the team. And then he came through. And he was just, you know, he gets the game-winning hit against the Astros. He throws a runner out at the plate to win the game against the Astros. Like, it just immediately clicked. I remember I was just listening to Emmanuel do the post game as I was getting ready for the show. And he mentioned the West Coast run they had at this time last year and the walk-off home run he hit, or not the walk-off, it was on the road, obviously, the game-winning home run in the ninth he hit against the San Francisco Giants. Like, it was just an immediate impact. And the beginning part of this season with the Mets is he's not having that impact. When is the impact going to happen? He's not having that impact. He's not terrible. He's not awful, but he's not making that impact. I think now it's starting to change to where he might be making an impact, and it might be negative. And I'm not saying he's sad or having no fun or hurting his, you know, doesn't care about his teammates or he's miserable being a Met. I don't buy into any of that. Something's up with him. His body language is off. I don't think anyone can deny that, but I can't tell you it's because he longs to be a Yankee. I think that's just, you know, it's nonsense, quite frankly, and I have no doubt that he's happy being a Met, or happy with his decision at least. But something's been up with him, and it could just be that he's struggling. But now it feels like his offensive struggles and his inability to come through with running and scoring position and his inability to impact the team is starting to create this feeling of the entire team getting wrapped up in it, because there's really nothing else to explain what's going on with the Mets when you look at their underlying numbers still being good. Like, they're still barreling up the ball. They're still hitting the ball hard. Look at Juan Soto's numbers. Like, look at Juan Soto's, chase rate, his barrel rate, his hard hit rate. Like, despite the fact that I feel like he's rolling over a ton of balls to first base, like, his underlying numbers aren't that bad. He's still hitting the ball hard. Nobody wants to hear it. And that's what they were getting at now. We're getting to that point, and the Mets are being open about it. No one wants to hear anymore that we're having successful at-bats, that we're hitting the ball hard, that our BABIP, you know, is better than expected. And, you know, eventually it'll turn around. Like, it has to start to turn around. This is Major League Baseball. And you don't have the benefit of the Yankees playing in the American League East. You're playing with the Phillies. You're trying to chase down the Dodgers. You're trying to chase down the San Diego Padres. You're playing in a very tough National League. But it's starting, at least to me, to feel like, fair or unfair, it's just starting to feel like the impact that everyone, from the fans to the owner to the manager to the players on the field, were expecting to feel from Juan Soto, there hasn't been an impact. And in fact, it's been a storyline, his non-impact. And it's been a cloud kind of hovering over the team, even while they've been successful. And you can point to a lot of this where we've seen Pete Alonso cool off, you know, hit a couple home runs here, but it'd been the longest stretch of his career without a home run. He kind of cooled off after an incredible start, still having a great year, but cooled off a little bit. Lindor has really cooled off here over the last few weeks, last week or so, has really kind of cooled off. Vientos with a 3-run home run in this game, but he's not nearly been what he was last year. So it's not just him. Nimmo now getting hot since they moved him and put him into the 2 slot, which again, give credit to the manager. He's moved that around. Marte hit there. Now you've got Nimmo hitting there. He's gotten hot a little bit since being put in the 2 hole, but he's had a miserable, dreadful season and looked really bad at times. But I do think that when the great player comes here and he makes $760 million and the fans feel and the word is that he's changed the franchise to the point where even players on the team like Nimmo openly discussed being the best team in the city, not just the best team in the division, not just the team that can get back to the NLCS and get past the Dodgers, the best team in the city.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Like, it changed the dynamic. Him coming to the Mets change things, and on the field it hasn't changed anything because he hasn't been that impactful. And I do think that whether it's the storyline of him not being impactful, and I didn't get a chance to listen to the Sunday night broadcast, but apparently it was just embarrassing about how the Dodgers, the love for the Dodgers and that whole theme and Soto didn't want to talk to them with the Yankees that series, and it's all love for the Dodgers and Soto struggles. Like, those are the only things that we're talking about when they're playing. Like, it just feels like some of it really has become a cloud over the team, and it's really only manifesting in hitting with runners in scoring position. When a guy is supposed to come here and be that, be the guy who hit the home run that sent the Yankees to the World Series, be the guy who always comes through, especially last year when he was pitted against Aaron Judge's struggles, he was the guy. He's the guy who's won the World Series. He's the guy who shows up in those moments. He's the guy, while even Aaron Judge was struggling, was the guy carrying the Yankees to the World Series. He hits in the big spots. He comes through when it counts. And for him to be a zero in that department to start the year, I think it's starting to have an effect on the entire team. Fair or unfair, I do feel like that's just what's happening here. So the added element of when is he going to turn it around is when he does, will the rest of the team, with runners in scoring position specifically, because we've seen it here with the New York Yankees and the Mets, like, it becomes a contagious thing. You try and do too much. You try and pick up your teammates. You're trying to break this. And that's why with the runners in scoring position thing, I mentioned before that I don't know which way I'd rather go publicly as the manager or as the organization. Would I want to make this meeting that Chavez had public? Do I want to openly talk about how bad they've been with runners in scoring position? I mean, you can't hide from it. You're going to get asked the question. The numbers are the numbers. But at the same time, do you openly want to discuss it and make a thing of it and put more pressure on the guys to, hey, we got to break out of this. It's becoming a talking point here. Our manager's talking about it. Like, we're all aware of it. The meeting has become public. You know, Chavez is out there saying, I expect all the players to be angry about this. Like, now we got to be angry. Now we got to come through. Now we got to change this or else. Like, I don't know what I'd rather have. Maybe downplaying it isn't the worst thing, even though the fans want to hear the truth and the fans want to hear your anger and the fans want to know there's a meeting going on and we're screaming about it and we understand that we need to do better at it. I don't know what's better. Because honestly, I don't know how you get better at the specific, like, it's, if a guy's slumping just overall and you say, all right, listen, we could do this, we can tinker with that, we can tinker with this. But if a guy is coming through when nobody's on base and he's hitting the ball hard as good a rate as he had as his entire career and he's having good at-bats, what do you do to work with him to come through when a guy's at third base with less than one out? What do you do to come through with a guy at second base? Like, what? It's a mental thing. And the mental thing that's going on with Juan Soto and the mental thing we're all talking about with Juan Soto, I think is starting to really have an impact on the entire team. Now, I expect them to break out of it, and I don't expect the Mets to be this bad with runners in scoring position for very much longer because of the underlying numbers. I don't know what else you look at. But right now they're coming off, you know, an ugly loss where they gave 9 runs up to the most runs they've given up all year to the lousy White Sox. But ultimately they won the series. They took a big series from the Dodgers before that. They're going into a series that now, for me, you know, doesn't have a lot of a fun attached to it. As you're going to go play the Rockies, and you have to win these games, otherwise it's a talking point. But they are better, and I expect them to win at least 2 out of 3. So, I mean, you're going to be talking about a couple of series in a row that they've won and turning it around after losing a quick 2 to the Yankees and Red Sox. They're not struggling. They're still winning. They're still pitching. The bullpen's been good. The offense has broken out a couple times, but specifically with runners in scoring position and specifically with Soto struggles, it is the one little thing hovering over this team, maybe preventing it from really taking off and having Soto take off. It's been a little bit of a cloud over him and over the fan base because of the Yankee-Met thing. But I feel like that cloud is starting to widen over the entire team when it comes to runners in scoring position. And I don't know how you fix that other than just starting to come through. I don't know if team meetings matter. I don't know if the manager calling it out matters. I don't know. I mean, the meeting last year was uber successful with the Mets, but it wasn't just, hey, there's this one little part of our game that's a bit quirky, and we're just not coming through with runners in scoring position. Like, that was, they were terrible. They were 11 games under 500. They were struggling at every facet of the game. Their effort, their preparation, as Lindor talked about, coming out of that meeting, that guys aren't doing enough, guys aren't working hard enough. Right, you compare that with, you combine that with what what's his name said, who's now on the Pirates and was with the Mets at that time, and I'm forgetting his name right now, but he called out the team for their work ethic at that time period. Pham, thank you. Pham came out and talked about the questionable work ethic, and so like that's the kind of thing where a team meeting can help. How do you help a guy who's hitting the ball hard all over the place, but he's not coming through with runners? Like, I just, it's a fascinating thing. It's one of those things that I don't know if a meeting helps. I don't know if acknowledging it helps. The only thing that helps is starting to come through. And I don't know if they will until Soto does. Like, I think it's all going to happen all at once. Soto's going to break out of it. The team will break out of it. And I don't know when that's going to happen, but it's got to start happening soon because it just becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy that just continues to go deeper and deeper and deeper. And we've seen it before. As a Yankee fan, I have seen it. I've seen a Yankee offense that has come out and, you know, played well and scored runs. This Yankee team now, they've just won a couple of one-run games. They were terrible in one-run games at the start of the year. Like, it took it, sometimes you can get into that thing where you try and do too much with a runner on third. You try and do too much with runners in scoring position, and now that it's open, out in the open, and everybody knows about it, maybe it'll help, maybe it'll make it worse. I have no idea. But I don't expect it to last very long, as much as I'm talking about it, because Juan Soto's too good, and he's going to break out of this. But this is now a legitimate slump. This is not just adjusting to a new team, a new city, a new teammates, new contract. Like, he's in a funk offensively. I mean, 220 for Juan Soto this deep into the season, he's in a major funk. But I do expect him to come out of it. And I really feel like once he does, it's going to bust open this entire issue that they're having. And as he goes, you will see the Mets follow. I really believe that a lot of it has to do with his struggles. And so when we say he hasn't impacted the team yet, I think we're beyond that. I think Juan Soto is impacting the team, and it has not been in a positive way. And the second that changes is when you're going to see the best team the Mets have put forth so far, even through winning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.